Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 10th of March. Jump racing's equivalent to the Olympic Games begins tomorrow, Tuesday. Yes, Cheltenham 2014 is about to begin. 4 days of championship races featuring some of the best-known and iconic races over jumps. Will Hurricane Fly retain the champion hurdle? Will Big Bucks regain the world hurdle? Will Bobsworth win the Gold Cup once again? Will there be a Yorkshire Train winner during the festival? We'll soon know the answers to these questions. Let's look at the feature races on each day, starting with tomorrow's Stan James Champion Hurdle at 3:20. Hurricane Fly is attempting to win this race for the third time, but there's a strong British challenge from the likes of My Tent or Yours and The New One. The New One has a good record at Cheltenham in general, and he's my selection to win for trainer Nigel Twiston Davis, who can also take the opening race, the Sky Bet Supreme Novices Hurdle, courtesy of Splash of Ginge. Both horses are ridden by his son Sam. The champion hurdle winner of 2 years ago, Rock on Ruby, can take the Racing Post Arkle Trophy after winning last month at Doncaster. Quivega has won the last 5 runnings of the OLBG Mares Hurdle, and she'll bring the house down if she can do it again. I think Cockney Sparrow, trained at Malton by John Quinn, has an each-way chance in this Grade 2 contest. On Wednesday, Sire de Grugy looks to part in the Queen Mother Champion Chase, the championship race for chasers over the specialist distance of 2 miles. Last year's winner, the brilliant sprinter Sakura, is absent, and it leaves the way clear for Sire de Grugy, who has won his last 3 races, all major trials for the Queen Mother Champion Chase. I Hawk could represent Malton trainer Tim Easterby in the Friday Wednesday. Fellow Malton trainer Brian Ellison is likely to have Yes You Can in the Coral Cup on Wednesday, and on his best form has each way claims in this very competitive handicap hurdle. The best staying hurdlers in the business face the starter in Thursday's main race, the Ladbrokes World Hurdle. Big Bucks dominated the race between 2009 and 2012, recording 4 unforgettable victories. He missed last year's race through injury, and this year it could be the turn of the brilliant mare Annie Power to claim the prize after winning easily in a Grade 2 hurdle race for mares at Doncaster in January. On Friday, the blue ribbon of jump racing, the Betfred Cheltenham Gold Cup, takes pride of place. Last year's winner, Bobsworth, trained at Lambourne by Nicky Henderson and ridden by Barry Geraghty, won the Lexus Chase at Leopardstown over Christmas. But I think compensation awaits for Silvianarco Conti, who fell 3 out when travelling really well last year. Silvianarco Conti is a former winner of the Charlie Hall Chase at Wetherby, and it would be a big boost for the Yorkshire track if he could land the big one. Friday's opening race, the JCB Triumph Hurdle, includes Pearl Castle, who has won twice this year at Doncaster for Malton trainer John Quinn. Another recent Doncaster winner, Urban Hymn, could represent Malton trainer Malcolm Jefferson in the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle, while Viva Colonia, trained at Malton by Brian Ellison, will light the drying ground in the final race on Friday, the Grand Annual Chase. Enjoy your racing, whether or not you're going to the Cheltenham Festival.